Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, we're telling the wonderful story of CrossFit Haymaker. We're here with Ryan Hill, owner. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, let's just start out with CrossFit Haymaker. People, I think everybody has kind of an idea in their head what CrossFit is. Let's have your definition of what CrossFit is and what you guys do here.
It's such a broad kind of meaning to this, but the biggest thing that when I started this place, I wanted to have an idea of this was always built around a community. Not just for people that we see when people watch CrossFit Games at the elite level for these athletes, but how do we have a home that's geared towards whether it's your four-year-old that's having problems with scoliosis or issues into their knees and ankles already, all the way to an 85-year-old that's had knee replacements and hip replacements, and how do we get them back to a functional life? Mm-hmm. So CrossFit to me has always been about functional fitness, and I always approach it that whether you're an elite athlete, which I've had professional elite athletes in here, all the way down to someone that is 86 that had a double knee replacement that still works on a farm and wants to be able to be active for her grandkids. I've had people to where they've had ACL replacements. How do we get them back to sport? Kind of a broad domain. It's always about that functionality. Mm-hmm. So everyone is an athlete. Everyone has a different purpose. And I want to be able to kind of give hope and help with myself and the staff that we have here to mm-hmm. get people to their goals. Mm-hmm. So that to me is what this heart of what CrossFit has mm-hmm. always been. Mm-hmm. There's scary things when it comes, well, I can't do that workout. It's too intense. And yeah, we do some hard workouts. Mm-hmm. But the really cool thing, if you ever come into the different group classes that we have, you'll see a 24-year-old that's in phenomenal shape that just came to the area from Zimmer Biomet, not knowing anybody, do a class right next mm-hmm. to a 65-year-old mm-hmm. that might be doing an empty barbell. And they're encouraging mm-hmm. each other because they're celebrating the effort that the person is doing for the workout mm-hmm. to better their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to be able to do here.
And I picked up on that just from walking through your door. I don't see the posers and stuff in front of the mirrors and you know, you feel intimidated.
Yeah.
It's a very, I can tell you're in this just to really help people reach their potential. And yep. so, and I know you're too humble to brag on yourself, but let's talk a little bit about your background, because you didn't just one day decide, I ran a 5K. I think I'm going to get into teaching fitness. Tell us about your background is amazing. Tell us, you're not bragging. I'm asking you. So tell us your background. It's awesome.
I'm very thankful for my family. I've grown up here locally into Warsaw. So a lot of people will know my brother John and my brother Corey, my parents, Bob and Marianne. But we grew up in out on the farm that my mom grew up in. They're still there. We're always doing something athletic. We're playing pickup football games, basketball, always doing sports all over with KCSL and Baker Youth Club. I think you actually have my older brother mm-hmm, as sure. for a basketball program sure. there for a while. And we just love being outdoors. And that's kind of CrossFit Haymaker. Haymaker, we're not baling hay. Yeah, I grew up right. on the farm. I baled hay. But it's also a throwback to my brothers and I mm-hmm. from our career that we had. Mm-hmm. The really cool thing for our brothers off of that is we all three had world titles in martial arts.
In case you didn't pick that up, you're saying world titles
yes,
in martial
so
arts.
we were, from my understanding still to this day, and the organization that we did that in, we're still the only group of siblings that have all accomplished that.
Right.
And my brother, Corey, he won a junior world title, which was for under 16 years old. But he was also a Olympic Training Center, Colorado Springs resident athlete and a hopeful for the U.S. Olympic team for Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. Almost made it two times. He just came up short on that. And it's a shame because Corey was incredibly gifted and talented for that. I won two back in 2001 for the 17 and 29-year-olds for the seniors for men. Mm-hmm. So I was always incredibly scared when I was 17 going up to fight grown men.
Oh, yes, right.
And then my older brother won one in 2002 for the 17, 29-year seniors.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were really gifted for that. So with the martial arts, but also for Warsaw, we grew up doing sports. There's still things like – we still have like city records in elementary school. Yeah. Still,
I remember you guys.
We still have middle school and high school. Some of them are beaten now. Corey still got his 110 hurdles up there for Warsaw. So any future hurdlers, good luck getting his record. They're meant to be broken, and go get it. But we're all three of us were all state sprinters too for Warsaw.
Right.
So we have fond memories in this area. We had an incredible coaching staff. John ran for his freshman year for Scott Naveen, and then ran for Troy Akers, which I did as I ran all 4 years for Troy. Uh-huh. And then Dave Hoffert came back, and Corey had him senior year, and he asked me to coach 110s with Corey, and that's the year Corey got his 110 record when I was running for Anderson, came back and helped. So
that's
awesome. We've had a very supportive staff in Warsaw. A lot of the teachers and staff there, they knew our schedule. We had to do world ranking fights all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. And even though we did sports here, we were always traveling. I think I had 1 month free a year, or one weekend a month free throughout the entire year, because we were traveling so much fighting. Mm-hmm. And they were great for us. They supported it. So mm-hmm. I'm very grateful for this area for that.
Yeah. Well, I just think that's important for people to know, because you didn't just, you know, some people now they watch a YouTube video and open up a business. this has been your family's life, and you've been successful at the best, the top levels. And you said you're explain the CCFT level 3 certification.
Yeah, so when we do CrossFit, we get a lot of trainers like, oh, it's like you said, they watch something and I'm gonna go do this, see mm-hmm. if I can open this. So there's different levels into CrossFit coaching, and there's a level 1, a level 2, and then a level 3 CCFT, and there's a level 4 as well. But why it gets a bad rep is you can go do a weekend clinic to get your L1, and it's basically understanding the methodology. It's understanding the 9 fundamental movements that CrossFit have that we build mm-hmm. workouts and structure in mm-hmm. here, and they're movements that you do into day-to-day activity. Mm-hmm. And we want to teach you proper mechanics with it. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you have 5 years in order to go to your L2. So they want you to do your L1 to master the 9 fundamental movements. Mm-hmm. And then the next stage is you go into this place for your L2. It's a smaller kind of more intimate setting. And you're amongst your peers. You're amongst people that are at a very high level that have accomplished things. Mm-hmm. But you have to coach. They teach you how to, what are dynamics of the 4 that you look for? How do you keep building community? How do you recognize when somebody's coming in and they're having a bad day? Mm-hmm. And you're able to have that empathy to talk to them, to get them to do something when they don't really want to do it. Mm-hmm. And you have to teach in front of, you go into pods and they teach, and they make you, they break you down and they build you back up to be like, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And then after the L2, you have another four to five years before it expires. And then you can take a test, which I was lucky enough in this area that Ivy Tech out there had a center for the VEU center. Mm-hmm. So I was able to do my test there, but it's a 200 question test. You have 3.5 hours and you need to score a 90% in order to get it, to know that you not only can teach, but you understand the methodology, understand the health risk when you have people coming in with compartment syndrome, and what are you looking for heat strokes? What are you looking mm-hmm. for if they go into cardiac arrest? Mm-hmm. Do you understand nutrition off of there? Do you understand programming? And you're going through a vast array of stuff. Less than 1% of CrossFit coaches worldwide have this.
Less than 1%.
Than 1%. Wow. And we have, as I got my CCFT this year, was able to pass that test. And we have that now here in mm-hmm. Warsaw, Winona Lake, Indiana, which mm-hmm. is a massive blessing that we do.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's quite an accomplishment. And you are hands-on. You don't sit in your office pushing pencil around.
No, a lot of clients will make that comment, especially like when we have a lot of contractors come in the area for Zimmer Bauma mm-hmm. or younger people coming in here, because we're right down the street from Zimmer Bauma.
Yes.
And they'll come in and be like, you're not a typical owner I see of a business. You're in here all the time. I love this community. Mm-hmm. I love relationships. I love getting to know the clients. I love to celebrate their highs and be there for them and their lows. That's how my wife, Sarah, and I are. Mm-hmm. And we're very grateful to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Our staff that we have here, we have a very, very, very talented staff. Some that are, they've done education for nutrition-based, where they work with you on your nutrition and help with diabetes and cortisol levels and how to start just having a better approach to what nutrition should be. Mm-hmm. We have coaches in here that, I have one that, Brian Wong, that wins the CrossFit Games. And he loves barbell. If you ever see him, he is a built athlete and he loves his barbell club. And we're about to launch a barbell club program that we're going to have Brian running that.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about the Run Ruck, the Baymaker, the Threeser Crowd Showdown, all this kind of stuff you do for our community.
So this last year, like a lot of business owners, when COVID happened, we had to kind of rebuild everything. Mm-hmm. There's some things I went through personally last year that I had to kind of get to a better mental health stage and start figuring out how do we plan these events to this gym that are staples. The Baymaker was a really fun one. When I do the workouts, I love to coach. My oldest daughter, Pippa, has gotten me back into just working out with her. And Baymaker was an idea that my wife came up with because we've had a lot of couples here that were, they met here. This is where, you know, they were contractors from the area. Some in the orthopedics came from New Jersey. Some of them were coming up from Indy. And they meet here and they've had families. My younger brother is one of those guys. Mm-hmm. He met his wife literally 50 feet where we're talking right now.
That's awesome.
So we've always been a running joke that when a couple got married, we'd give them a thing that said Baymaker.
Yes.
So for Valentine's Day, we do this thing where it's called Baymaker. And we don't do the typical prizes where you'd have a trophy or a cash prize.
Sure.
But it's like you get a bouquet of flowers and chocolates. And,
oh, nice.
And I got to do that with my daughter.
Oh,
it was the
fun.
First competition. So we got to do kind of a really fun type workout that was set geared around celebrating your family member or the couple. And we even had some guys that were their gym buddies in here in their class at 4:30. And I was like, you realize if you do this, you might have to hold hands and skip down the floor. And they did it. And they were great sports for it. And it was a blast. So that was what Baymaker was. Run Ruck was another thing that whenever I try to do an event, I try to do something that is, well, we can generate some income for the gym to be able to pour back into the community. I want the members to see that we're constantly trying to improve the facilities and keep this nice for them. Mm-hmm. But I also will look at for a charitable thing or a community-driven thing. Mm-hmm. I think God has blessed us immensely in this area for the trails that we have, the greenways. So rucking has become a big thing. And if you don't know what rucking is, it's essentially where people have a backpack with a weight and they're going through the trails, and you'll see people in the trails now, I don't know, with walking sticks, and they're going through it, especially when they can't run anymore. Mm-hmm. I think I was telling you, I even watched a guy the other day push mowing his yard with a rucksack on.
Right.
Like, so my idea was like, how do we do this Run Ruck event? It was a 6 hours challenge in teams of four. We had people driving from Kentucky and Michigan for the first year, which I was really shocked to have.
Yeah.
And what we did is we had the ruck. We were able to, off of the donations that we had or the entry fees, we gave a donation 10% to KCV to help them with developing a new bike park for the kids and the pump track and just upkeeping the trails for them. Mm-hmm. And then instead of having a plate in the ruck, we did canned vegetables, canned soup.
Oh, that's perfect. That's
and
a perfect idea.
So there was a picture that Fellowship Missions did for us of going in there with our coach Jake was on there with a big thumbs up. Mm-hmm. And it was over 600 pounds of food that we gave to the homeless shelter for them to be able to use for the winter months when
great.
They need it the most.
Right.
So it was a really fun idea that we had that. It was really well received. And we're going to keep that kind of at the Father's Day weekend of the year. We want to We love the mini sprint triathlon that Warsaw puts on, and we want to be able to still be respectful of, hey, this is happening. Mm-hmm. But Father's Day, like my wife says, people will travel for mom for Mother's Day. Father's Day, you're out of luck.
That's right.
So now we do the Run Ruck so we can be able to do it with I was able to have my daughter out there as well, see them do it, and it was something fun to have on that weekend. So
that's great. Well, Ryan, we have so much to talk about. We're out of time for this episode, but this is part one. Join us next weekend for part two. Thank
Sounds
you, Ryan.
Good. Thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.